You're watching KCMI TV.
Well, let's get into the Word of the Lord today. And I want to end up just talking about divine healing, but I'm going to start in a whole different direction because they're going to be tied together. And I don't think a lot of Christians understand this, but God operates by, I hate to use this word, but He operates on a calendar. And there is, in Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. And I think sometimes we get frustrated as believers because we don't understand that God is going to do something, but there is a time for it to be done. There's a calendar. And I'm going to give you an example how God operates on a calendar. And I preached a message on this several years ago, and I called it the prophetic calendar of God. When you go back to Leviticus chapter 23, God lists seven feasts for the Israelites to keep every year. And there were three major feasts that all of the men from 12 years old and up had to come to Jerusalem, and that was the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of the Ingathering of Harvest, or the Feast of Tabernacles. But I'm going to give you all seven here because I want to show you how God is tied to a calendar. And when God has a time in heaven attached to an event, He doesn't come late and He doesn't come early. He waits till that time comes. And with the prophetic calendar of God and these seven feasts, the first is Passover, which represents the death of Jesus Christ, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which represented the burial of Christ. And then you have the Feast of First Fruits, which represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then the fourth feast is the Feast of Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. And that was from Passover 50 weeks forward, and then that was Pentecost. All four of these feasts have already been fulfilled. And the first one, Passover, Jesus fulfilled all of them to the day, not just in theory, but to the day. He was crucified on Passover. He was buried in Feast of Unleavened Bread. He was resurrected on the Feast of First Fruits, and that's the very first fruits that came up out of the harvest, and they waved it before the Lord. He was the first fruits. The Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, was exactly 50 days after the Passover, to the day. God's sticking to this calendar. There are three more feasts that God has time attached to. The next one that we've not yet seen is called the Feast of Trumpets. And I personally believe, and a lot of theologians believe, that it represents and will be fulfilled when Jesus Christ comes back in the clouds and we are caught up to be with Him in the air, or the catching away of the church. The sixth feast is the Day of Atonement. And this actually is going to occur during the tribulation. And in this time, it will be a day of repentance for Israel, and also a reconciliation of Israel coming back and accepting Jesus Christ. And then seventh feast will be the last feast. It's the Feast of Tabernacles, and it's really fulfilled in the 1,000 years of peace, or the millennial reign. It is the messianic kingdom of Christ on the earth. So, seeing how Jesus fulfills every one of these to the day, to the hour, He uses a calendar for a lot of events. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Galatians 4:4 says, and speaking of Jesus Christ, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. He had a fixed time for Jesus to be born. And when that fullness of time came, when that day came, that's when Jesus was born. Um, Mark 1 and 14, it says this, after John was put in prison, that's really key, after John was put in prison, Jesus starts preaching, saying, the time is fulfilled or is completed now. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus could not start his ministry until the time that heaven had determined for him to do so came to pass. And even now, considering when Jesus Christ is going to come back, in Mark 24, verse 36, or Mark 13, verse 32, and Matthew 24, 36. You put these two together, and this is what it says. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, not even the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, or who is Jesus Christ. And now he's speaking about when Jesus Christ is going to come back to the earth. He said, no one knows, no man knows, no angels know, Jesus himself does not know, but he says the Father knows when Christ is coming back. So the Father has already set on a prophetic calendar that has been put together in heaven when Jesus is coming back. For you and I, the Bible says this, that there is an appointment unto men once to die, and then after that, the judgment. Do you realize that the day that you are born, God also has a date when he's going to bring you home? Now, we can change that date by doing stupid things, not taking care of ourselves or risking our lives. We can accelerate that. But God has a time for you and I to die. And so all of these things are fixed. When I read in John chapter 9 and verse 1, and this is really what I want to talk to you about, because it just came up in my spirit a couple weeks ago. All of us, most of us need God to heal our body of something. If you're older anyway, there are issues. And, you know, we read scriptures that says, I am the God that healeth thee. And by his stripes, we are healed. And if any man is sick among you, let him call for the elders, and they shall lay hands on them and pray the prayer of faith. And so I was just seeking the Lord because I need healing my body for some arthritis in my shoulder. And I was just seeking God, and because, you know, the Bible says that if you ask anything in his name, he'll do it. And so I thought, well, Lord, you know, and you said we got to have faith. I said, I believe I do have faith. Why am I not yet been healed? And I felt like the Lord began to show me something. When the Lord says, by his stripes we are healed, what God is saying is that's the method that God uses for divine healing. And that when we believe God for healing, sometimes, now not all the time, but many miracles that God does are not just connected to need. They're connected to God's calendar. And I'm going to give you an example here. When you go back to John, the 9th chapter, there's the story of the blind man who had been blind from birth. And so these parents have this baby. He's born, and I don't know if his eyes, you know, look cloudy or whatever, but they realized very quickly our baby cannot see. And so from birth, this man was born blind. And the Bible doesn't tell us how old he was, but we know he was of age. So he might have been 30 years old. And the disciples, when they saw him, they asked Jesus, they said, obviously, this man's blind because of sin. Who sinned, him or his parents? This is what the Lord said. Neither one of them has sinned. He said, basically, this man was born blind from birth so that the works of God could be manifested in him. And then the Lord takes some clay, spits, and he puts it on the man's eyes, and he heals him. Now, the man needed to be healed his whole life. But God was saying, my healing for him is tied to a time. Because in that time, when that time comes, he said, that's when it's going to bring glory to me. I am totally convinced that we are going to see tremendous healing in the body of Christ. But I also believe this, that sometimes God, you know, he says, I am the God that healeth thee. What he's saying is, I'm the only one that can heal your body. And by my stripes, you are healed. He's saying, I'm the only one that can. And I'm taking these stripes on my back because that's going to give me the ability to do it. But just because, listen, when the word is spoken in heaven, that means that it's been conceived, all right? But it still has to be brought forth in the earth. And it's that time. There are many things when you read the scriptures, it'll say in the fullness of time, or when the fullness of time had come, God did that. Could it be that there are some things in our life that we're praying about and the enemy will mess with us and say, well, you asked God, he didn't do it. And we don't realize that God's already heard us, but he's waiting for the circumstances to convene that will bring forth his purpose when he does it. That when he heals you or he answers your prayer, it's not only going to be for you, but it's going to accomplish the purpose of the Lord. I look at, I'm going to give you a personal example. Forgive me for speaking to myself. But I probably preach, I don't know, I guess I've been preaching 54 years, I think. And it's only been in the last, since I guess 2020, that I've really seen any kind of physical or visible success. And so you subtract 6 from 54, I got 48 years that I believed. I would pray all night in my church, literally pray all night, get there by midnight and not leave till 6 o'clock the next morning the sun rose. I've fasted, I've gone as much as 21 days at a time and fasted without any food. I've been faithful. I was faithful to the Lord all those times. And I would declare the word of God and just walk and put hands on the chairs that were always empty, believing that God was going to do something. But see, I had 2 prophetic words that I can remember. And both of them were where God was saying that I'm going to do things in your ministry that are going to be so amazing, and you're going to be known, and you're going to preach around the world. And when the word came, I thought, well, this is wonderful. You know, this is going to happen in the next couple of years. I think with both of them, it was at least 30 years before the word that was spoken was ever fulfilled. And the reason being was, it wasn't about God promoting Kent Christmas or giving me a wonderful church to pastor. It was about when I do it, it's going to promote my kingdom and my purpose. Some of you have not been healed, and I'm still believing God for healing. It doesn't mean that God is not fulfilling his word. It doesn't mean God's lied. He's just saying, listen, the miracle is tied to my calendar. And then all of a sudden, when God heals you, it's going to be in a moment and in a setting where not only do you get healed, but it's also going to produce something phenomenal in the kingdom of God. It's going to bring God glory. And so I want to encourage you that whatever you've been believing God for a long time, you remember, and this is getting on my spirit, but you remember that the Bible says that Anna, a prophetess, had been in the temple for years praying and seeking God for the Messiah. And it wasn't until she was in her 90s that Jesus was brought in by his parents. And the prayer that she had prayed for decades was fulfilled in that moment. Always remember this. When God answers your prayer, sometimes it's not because you need him to. It's about you're going to be the vehicle that when he answers your prayer, it's going to bring glory and promotion to his kingdom. So I want to encourage you to stay strong in the Lord. Keep your faith. Don't stop praying. Just ask God, Lord, help me to persevere until the right time comes that you've appointed for my miracle, and God will do it. Well, I hope this has helped you today. I love you. I'll see you next week.
For more information about Kent Christmas Ministries International or Regeneration Nashville, go to kentchristmas.org or regenerationnashville.org. And for the latest updates or videos, follow us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube. God bless you.